want to start the presentation by talking about bankruptcy liquidations. And the reason why we start with bankruptcy liquidations is it's the cornerstone of really all the other bankruptcies. And so you measure reorganization under Chapter 13 or reorganization under Chapter 11 always by comparing it to Chapter 7. And bankruptcy liquidation is also what people just think of when you have, when somebody says, I'm bankrupt, you think of doing a bankruptcy liquidation. So it is sort of basic, straight bankruptcy. And in a liquidating bankruptcy, a trustee is required to convert the assets of the estate into cash. The cash is then distributed to the holders of claims in their legal order of priority. And liquidating bankruptcies are governed by Chapter 7 of the Bankruptcy Code. So essentially what happens is the debtor files bankruptcy and the United States Trustee's Office appoints a trustee. So that trustee will then take whatever the debtor owns that is not exempt property, and we'll go into exemptions a little bit later, and sells it for cash. Or, if there isn't any value in it, the trustee can abandon the asset. You then take the cash and distribute it out in the order of priorities that are established in the bankruptcy code. Currently, as I'd indicated, bankruptcy trustees are appointed by the United States trustee, and there are people that believe that the bankruptcy judges appoint the trustees in cases. About 30 years ago, we stopped appointing trustees in cases, and I think it's been a very good change, so that you know no one should fear that the bankruptcy judge's friend has been appointed as a trustee. The trustees are independent, appointed by the United States Trustee's Office. We can order their removal, but we can't order their selection by identity of who they might be.